Hey, Fidelity, how can I remember to invest every month?
With the Fidelity app, you can choose a schedule and set up recurring investments in stocks and ETFs.
Oh, that sounds easier than I thought.
You got this.
Yeah, I do. Now, where did I put my keys?
You will find them where you left them.
Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
You guys know Sierra got married last year. It's a lot of work.
Oh boy, was it.
It's a lot to do. And one thing that really helped her figure out what to do first, where to access certain resources, how to get people to know where they were supposed to go for a wedding, Zola.
With Zola, you can discover venues and find vendors easily. You can message and book vendors right on their website. And truly, when I say that that was the first part that we had to do and also one of the most intimidating and hardest, it's so nice to just have them all listed right there and be able to talk to them right there and then.
They also have free planning tools, which is really helpful because you don't know what you don't know. And if when you go to Zola, you have a guest list manager, wedding website templates, a budgeting tool, because dang, can a wedding get out of hand real quick.
Mm-hmm.
It could all eliminate so much stress and you'll save so much time, all because it's like a one-stop shop.
That's so true. With Zola, you can plan your entire wedding in one convenient place. From the day you get engaged and search for the venue to the day you send out your save the dates, make your registry, and even taste your cake.
Zola has literally everything you need to make the whole process super easy and actually enjoyable.
There's even a five-star app that helps you plan on the go or on your couch.
Start planning at Zola.com. That's Zola.com.
Hey guys.
I'm Jerry.
I'm Sierra.
We're ladies.
And we tangent.
It's a lot, but okay. We get it. You're super talented and intelligent and beautiful. And like, it's a lot, but we're here for it. And I'm like, thank you.
Stay humble. 2024.
Yeah. What's up, everyone? Hello.
I'm in a turtleneck.
Yes, she is.
Hey.
She looks bomb. You want to know why we're both in sweaters when we absolutely didn't come to here in sweaters?
Here's the problem. And it was my problem. So I'll take full accountability right now. That
you look so cute, though. Like, it's annoying. That sweater is so cute.
I might take this home.
You can take it. You can take it. It is mine.
Yes. Here's the thing. We were here and we had a phone meeting. Mm-hmm. So when that happens, we have a heater system. And in this old building that sounds like a fucking jet is taking off every fucking time it's on. And so I said, I'm going to go ahead and turn this off for you, sweetie baby girl, because you got a meeting.
And then we never turned it
and
back on.
And we never turned it on. That was like 3 days ago.
Yep. So it was 50 degrees in here when we came in.
Yikes.
Luckily, I leave my clothes here sometimes. And
I got to start doing that. But I really like this.
I've had two sweaters here for us, luckily.
I'm liking the fit.
It's cute. I love a balloon sleeve. I love a low, like a hang. There's a name for it when it comes off your shoulder
like that.
I love it.
I normally won't wear a turtleneck because I feel like I'm claustrophobic, but this is hugging me in all the right
places. It really, it's a bit of a bubble.
It is. It's
turtle.
A little looser than I.
Yeah. Bubble neck. Mm-hmm. Bubble neck. Anyway, can I tell you a story?
Please.
Let me tell you a little something.
And I want to hear it.
So my kids were in the bathtub today and I decided I'm going to get ready while they're in the bathtub. So I took all of my supplies, which was the second string of my makeup because I also left my makeup here.
I knew that.
So I'm using the second string of my makeup.
Uh-oh. All the second string. We all get it.
You know. You have like,
this
the stuff
is
that's
my
like
favorites, but I mean, it'll do.
And it's basically empty, and I probably should have thrown it away, and it's definitely expired, but it is here still because for some reason I can't
let it go.
So, all of a sudden, I hear something go into the sink. Now, the center thing that's in the sink
is gone.
Wasn't in there. It's a big gaping hole.
That's how my bathroom was.
And the thing that fell in it was a milk like bronzer stick, and it is the exact circumference of the pipe. It goes down the pipe, and it is, I see its little ass just sticking up in the pipe, and I'm like, fuck, I can't get anything down there.
And that's going to plug that shit right up.
There wasn't enough room to like get even finagle something. So guess what? This bitch right here undid the fucking pipe.
Independent woman.
Hello. I unscrewed the pipe and I unscrewed the other pipe and I moved it and bloop, it fell right out. And then I sealed it back up.
I did do that once because you know what happened, what fell down mine?
Your ring.
My fucking ring. And I was like, it's either this or I buy myself a new ring and hope that Corey doesn't notice.
And he wouldn't.
And he wouldn't. But I also don't want to spend that much money. That's if true. I could just become a man for a minute.
Yep.
Hey. There's a creator on TikTok.
Yes.
And there was a lot of controversy about her TikTok, but I really like it because she like explained it. She's like, yeah, babe, I like flipped the script on you. You think you're flipping the script back on me, but I flipped it on you because she's telling the story of, I think, something with her car.
Okay.
Figuring it out.
Mm-hmm.
And at one point she goes, it can't be that hard. Boys do it. And then I said, can't be that hard. Boys do it.
Uh-huh.
And like, okay, so people are using that, and then the men are getting upset, and they're like, well, how would you feel if we said this? And it's like, hey,
you
that's the whole point.
That's the point.
All of the punchlines we heard when they were like, so easy a girl could do it, or
yes.
Oh, you play like a girl, or yes. Blah, blah, blah. What do you think you were saying when you said that shit? So anyways, that's but what it reminded me of, because in that moment, I was like, oh, my God.
I was like, you know what? I
how
can do this.
How hard could it be? How hard could it be? Boys do it. That's what
boys
she said.
Boys do it.
How
and
hard
I did
could
it.
It be?
Boys I didn't even look it. Up a YouTube video. Mm-hmm. I just did it.
Mm-hmm.
I just did it. And my boys were like, Mommy, how did you do that? Ollie asked me because he went to the bathroom. And he said, Mom, did you unclog the sink? And I go, yes, I did, baby. And he goes, how did you do that? And I said, I unhooked the pipes and then I sealed it back up. And he goes, you did? And I go, because your mom's incredible.
I'm
and he
amazing.
Goes, he goes, yeah. And then ran into the bathroom.
That's my boy.
Yeah.
Love that.
I felt so accomplished today. I felt so proud of myself.
As you should. Always. Mm-hmm. In every aspect. Forever.
Yeah.
Here's something I have for you.
Okay.
This is all I brought for the beginning part of our podcast.
Okay.
And maybe you're going to school me because you're a teacher.
No idea what's happening right now.
No. This isn't even about this. This is a different thing.
Okay.
So you hold off on that.
Okay.
Because what I have for you is a question.
Okay.
Which is, where's Mount Everest?
Where's Mount Everest?
Mm-hmm. In the world.
In the world?
Mm-hmm.
Mount Everest feels like it's in not the United States.
Well, that's what I thought.
It is in the United States?
Well, no, it is not.
No.
But I thought it was. Forever.
No, and then you're thinking of Mount Rushmore.
I know it.
Yes.
And then but for some reason, because I know people climb Everest, it's like the biggest.
Is it in the Swiss Alps? Like, I feel like it's
in Nepal. I believe it's in Asia.
Okay.
Nepal
okay.
Area.
Okay. Okay. Okay.
I didn't know. And then I see a TikTok of a person who was like, my sister didn't know that Mount Everest wasn't in the United States. And all the comments were like, what?
Pardon.
This is fucking news to me. Yeah. The one girl was like, I have a master's degree. And I didn't know that shit. And for some reason, when I knew that people climbed Everest.
Did they think that like only big accomplishments like that happen in America?
Well, maybe that was. And maybe that's a problem that I have.
Sure.
Probably.
Okay.
But for some reason.
Call me out.
I was like. Well, you know what? I don't know that I thought that it was essentially in like our United States, but I thought it was like
I thought it was
like in Alaska, Canada, United States.
Canada's not in the United States.
No, but it's closer to Alaska, which I didn't know.
Yes.
I thought Alaska was floating in the ocean next to Hawaii because I'm fucking stupid at world maps. Confused me.
And they're not right. They're not accurate anyway. They distort the size of things.
Yeah, they do. We just had to explain that to Noah.
Because boys make them.
Because boys did it wrong.
I was talking to our agent and I said, how tall are you? And he said, 5'11". And I said, so you're 5'9"? And he goes, no, I'm a real 5'11".
We're like, all right.
I said, with or without shoes.
That shit's important.
Yeah, it is important. Also, guys, I have a hive. It was really tiny. And
oh
now
my
it's
God,
growing.
It's so big now.
I know. So if you see me itching, just I'm sorry if I'm also making you itch. I've just been periodically getting hives for the last week. So,
and she's also going into this blind. And so that now I'm about to tell you what's
no
going
idea
on.
What's happening. My power went out today. And I went to her house to like kill some time until the power came back on. And she goes, don't look over here. And then she shoved something up her shirt and then ran away
like,
into another
you
room.
You can see this. I like surprising Jerry from time to time with podcast ideas because number
and
one.
Lucky for you, I've been distracted.
Well, listen, we haven't had an easy time. And I know we say that all the time. And everybody's like, what's going on? Shut up. We'll tell you about it later.
Let's just say before. We did that thing where we pre-gamed last week's episode with me crying. So just know.
Yeah.
Just know.
Yeah. And last week was a tough episode. Let's be real.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah,
so
yeah.
So this week I was like, maybe we need a breather. Mm-hmm. So I got something for us.
I wondered why your backpack was over here.
It's a game.
Okay. Okay. The couple's game.
I got the couple's game. For me and Jerry to play.
I like that.
Okay, so here's well, an example of some
it,
questions. So here's
it makes
what
dinner
it,
extra weird.
Well, it did because we were out to dinner with my husband and we were talking about, well, it got weird. I'm not going to lie to you, the dinner got weird.
I kept calling Corey my husband.
We did talk about being in a throuple and then somehow throughout dinner, I got weaseled out of the throuple.
But Corey and I will be using Sierra as our surrogate.
So I'm going to carry their baby. And Jerry did say, thank you for this, that yes. I could have sex with him to have the baby.
Yeah,
I don't want to just have to give it to you.
Yeah, I do just want your baby.
Which honestly, fine. I was down for that.
Yeah.
It was fun. It was a fun
You
dinner.
Carry it for the first 9 months. I'll carry it for the next.
I like that. And then what do we do?
Corey was just getting red. He was just getting red.
Sometimes. And maybe if you come to our shows, we're going on tour, everybody. So if you come to a show, Florida, you'll see that sometimes we just like to fuck with them to like, I don't know, I think see their reaction. And Corey's is always just flustered and red.
Let me tell you, editing the footage of Corey, I now have the perfect explanation of how he interacts with us when we are like doing bits.
Yeah.
And it is the substitute teacher who's trying to follow the lesson plan, but also doesn't give a fuck about the lesson plan.
Yeah.
So he's trying his best to stay on task. But the more the kids mess with him, the more he's like, honestly, I don't get paid enough to give a fuck.
Honestly, so. You guys are just funny and I'm here for
yeah, whatever.
Hey, fuck this. I don't even want to be here either.
Yeah.
That was Corey the whole time. So like an example. Okay. So essentially we're going to get two dry erase boards.
Oh,
and we
fun.
Can like play against each other.
I love dry erase boards.
I knew you would. I really knew you would.
I love a dry erase board.
Some of the questions are like, what's the weirdest way we show our love?
Okay.
Who is going to fix the internet when it stops working?
Okay.
These were just the ones I saw that made me want to buy this.
What would it's going to get weird if they're sexual ones.
Well, we'll see. Which celebrities will be cast to play us in a movie?
That's fine.
I'm saying.
Okay.
Okay, so. It says it's the couple's game.
That's actually fun. Where did you see this at? TikTok?
No, I bought it off of Amazon.
Were you just scrolling Amazon games?
I said two person date night games.
That's what you searched?
Yeah.
That's actually really funny.
I thought so. That's I thought it would be funny. Fun.
Yeah.
We haven't had a game night in a while. And was I going to make this a drinking game? Yeah, but I don't think we need it. And neither do you if you're wondering if you need it.
I had an NA beer at dinner. I haven't been drinking.
You don't have to. No. You don't have to have fun is what we're here to tell you.
Yeah.
But if you want to, I'm not discouraging it.
Yeah. Are we making a drinking game for the tour? Yeah.
Yeah.
We
Live
are.
Your life. That's what I'm saying. Drink
But you can drink
Captain Morgan or whatever.
You can drink water for all I give a fuck. But just drink whatever this shit
Honestly,
happens.
Hydrate, you motherfuckers.
Yeah.
All I'm saying to you.
Hydrated and medicated.
Do you want to go
2024.
First?
2024. Sure.
Am I just picking off the top?
I think. I don't know. Okay. I don't know how to play this shit.
Which one of us could live longest without a cell phone?
Oh, that's Well, you're very confident in your answer, so I'm going to go ahead and just think that I match that, which is
me.
I hyperfixate like a motherfucker.
Yeah. How do we erase
erasers?
I'm so sorry, Sam. You did make me this, but I am going to be using it. Here, you can use it too.
Sorry, this is our new eraser.
I'll wash it.
You're amazing.
But hey, that's so handy for us.
It really is. Hey, and it didn't fuck it up.
No, it really didn't.
Okay, next question.
It's you. Part of me was like, did we even tell them what that question was? But yeah, I did have to read it aloud.
What type of food describes our relationship? What type of food?
Type of food.
What's a what
are the types mean? What's a type of
like
food?
American fried? I'm confused.
Yeah, I don't know what that means.
No,
I don't
know.
What
I shuffle these?
Do we just say what food
I feel
describes
like I need to
us?
Shuffle these.
Why? Because we want to make sure we don't get one we've done before.
Yeah. Okay. What best food describes me versus you? Do we put two or that describes us as a whole? Okay, I got it.
Describe
I got
my
it.
Whole.
I got it. Yes, I got it.
Okay. Oh, I don't know. Oh. Wait. Okay.
Would you put
Serpentor?
Sweet, spicy. No, serpent turf is better.
Who's the serpent? Who's the turf? You're the serpent. I'm the turf.
Well, I knew I was.
Well, I'm not a turf. I'll tell you that. I'm just more land and you are more beach is what I mean.
That feels like an insult.
To who?
You tell me I smell like the ocean.
No, I'm the one who smelled like the ocean. I was saying that you like to go to the beach. I was thinking more vacation spot.
Well, I said sweet spicy because I feel like we could be either or at any time.
That's a good, that is a good one. That's a good one. I like that we both did like an Andy combo. Yeah. Okay. Who is our favorite celebrity?
Okay.
Our collective favorite celebrity?
Okay.
Is this a celebrity?
I don't know if you're gonna have the same one as me.
Nick Miller?
Nick Green!
I'm
honestly,
like,
yes.
Both are good. I think what's really funny is that the amount of people who think that this is Chandler.
Oh my God.
That think this is Matthew Perry, but it is supposed to be Nick Miller.
Hey,
it's
rest
supposed
in
to be,
peace, because whenever he passed away, we had so many people that were like, wow, too soon, ladies. And I was like, that's Nick Miller.
He's been up way before, and this is Jake Johnson. Like, what are you
Not
talking
the
about?
Same person.
Yeah. Jake Johnson. What do you think of this?
Reach out to us.
You like it?
You want to come on?
Yeah.
Us?
Hey. Don't ever ask someone to come on us again. What?
I'm sorry.
Now he's never going to come on us.
I should have phrased that differently, but I also feel like you get it.
You do.
Ooh. Okay. Match. I don't know what the difference is, but the last time I had best.
Oh, okay.
This one said
match. Is just, we are supposed to match our. Oh, there's me or you questions. There's match.
And then there's best, which
is
like
means which one is more accurate. Okay, so we're supposed to. Match?
What? Ooh, what is our favorite awful song that we would never admit we like in front of our friends? Awful song.
Okay, I got ours. There's not much that I would say, like, not.
Bitch, if you don't get this, I'll kill you.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I want you to think back. Think lore of our lives. Mm-hmm.
Wait a minute.
You son of a bitch.
Wait a minute.
Mirror.
Yes. I'm really happy that one matched. I don't know if you guys know this, but Sierra and I were in a band in elementary school.
Yes, we were.
And we would perform on the Foursquare.
Oh my God. We should tell you, in case you haven't already, if you don't watch this podcast a lot, we're not a couple. We are cousins.
Yeah. And we are related.
I feel like that's important. Just in case you've just, this is your first one.
Yeah.
We're not a couple doing this. And that's why the couples game was funny to me. We are related. This is an incest. Here you go.
Do you remember what we were called?
No.
We were called the Chicken Wings.
Why?
I don't know, but there was a song that I would sing that was, I believe I can fly. Chicken wing from McDonald's or Burger King.
See, I believe I can soar.
Yeah,
right through that open door.
So that was, I guess, why we called ourselves the chicken wings.
That makes sense.
And then we sang this
fucking stupid. Kids are fucking weird.
Sang this song, Mirror Mirror.
I don't even know who sings it.
I feel like I've tried to look it up before and I can't find it.
Lie to me. Show me what I want to be.
Show me what I want to see or tell me what I want to. I don't know.
Mirror, mirror hanging on the wall. Ooh, ooh. You don't have to tell me who's the biggest fool of all. Mirror, mirror, I want you to lie to me and bring my baby back. Bring my baby back to me. Mirror, mirror, lie to me.
We just got copyrighted. There was a whole dance that went with it.
We did. We did it.
And we would perform at recess.
And we were fucking awesome at it.
So if, in case you guys were wondering if stardom was in our blood, yes.
Yeah, from an early age.
Very early
age. We were destined for that.
Oh my God. Oh, okay, you're right. That was embarrassing.
I knew it.
Yeah. Match, how do we celebrate?
Okay, I don't feel like you'll have the same answers.
Me neither. Going, yeah.
Ass up.
I just said we celebrate by going,
we do go yow a lot, but I do also have my ass in the air so often.
That's true.
I'm thinking more of myself there.
I'll tell you.
Well, that's your fine. Ass is down less than my ass.
Well, I'll tell you. Sierra informed me that I can twerk like Megan Thee Stallion, I guess.
She has fucking Megan Thee Stallion knees. And if you know what that means, it means when she goes down, like, and she fucking flaps them like a butterfly, her ass also moves up at the same time. And I was like, ah!
I didn't know I could do that.
Look at her doing it!
I didn't know I could do that.
I'm eating more, so I'm going to try to get there eventually, but my ass is not assing the way that it
should. I did not know what you meant by that. I get it. I was like, eating more ass?
What? I need to get my ass bigger.
Okay.
Pretty face and ass got bigger. Or whatever they say.
Mm-hmm. John 3:16.
Which one of us is more responsible?
Oh.
I know that's an interesting one because I think everyone would think it was you.
So you're writing you?
And that's because it is.
I was like, who remembers we have meetings more often? All the time, just more often.
The amount I just blank on meetings, I'm like, whoopsies. There's people that are supposed to talk to us. And Jerry's like, yeah, I'm on the call. I'm like, ah, shit, sorry.
Tell me what happened.
Sorry.
Oh, God, that's funny.
That doesn't happen as much anymore. It definitely did used to a lot.
Now,
I've gotten better.
Yeah,
It was a learning
you
curve.
You have. And saying that I'm more responsible doesn't mean that you're irresponsible.
Well, to be fair, the bar is on the floor.
Yeah, that's true. That is true. Best. Okay, so who gets the best answer? If we Freaky Friday'd and switched bodies, what would be the first thing that we'd do?
Don't say fuck my husband.
I won't.
Don't take care of your baby with my husband.
I won't. I think he would be offended because if he didn't know that we Freaky Friday'd, I would be like, and just finger gun out of the room.
So I have to say what my answer is, and I know what mine is if I was you instead.
What you would do is me?
Immediately.
Okay.
I knew almost instantly.
Okay. What I would do if I were you was... Okay.
Wait. Time out.
Oh, yeah.
Let's check and see if we have any sponsors.
I am obsessed with
clothes.
Oh, yeah.
It's a problem for me. It's a problem for my closet.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And that's why I'm so excited to be sharing Nuuly with our audience. Because Nuuly is a way to try out trendy styles, colors, silhouettes, all different kinds of things that maybe you've been interested in but are like gonna make your bank cry.
Mm-hmm.
Now you can rent them for a period of time and then you just ship them back.
For just $98 a month, you get your choice of any 6 styles each month, access to thousands of styles from more than 400 brands with inclusive sizing.
That's another beautiful thing, mm-hmm. because a lot of places may not have options for everyone, and this has so much diversity, not only in the brands that they offer, but also they have fast free shipping and returns and professional cleaning in Nuuly's state-of-the-art laundering facility.
Plus the option to buy what you love.
It's fun, it's sustainable, and you can save because you get to try out a bunch of stuff that you like, or maybe you're like, I don't know, maybe I would like this. And then you get it and you're like, I don't think that's for me. But there's no commitment to buy it unless you really do love it. And you're like, you actually can't have this back, Nuuly.
Mm-hmm.
I'm keeping it.
Nuuly is a great value at $98 a month for any 6 styles. But right now you can get $20 off of your first month of Nuuly when you sign up with the code TANGENTS20.
Just go to NUULY.com. That's Nuuly with 2 U's, and enter the code TANGENTS20 and sign up to get $20 off your first month.
That's NUULY.com, Nuuly with 2 U's with code TANGENTS20.
Nuuly subscription clothing rental. Change your clothes.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy, so go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
Okay. I would go to the eye doctor. Why did I know you were going to write sing? I knew it.
I would belt like I was Mariah Carey, bitch.
Really? I'd
never stop singing. Yes. I'm tone deafer than a motherfucker.
That's so nice.
Yeah, I know. And I always wanted to be able to sing. Sometimes I sing songs and I'm like, I know I sound like ass right now. I bet I do. But man, if I could sing, I would belt this.
That's
shit with
really
my whole
nice.
I know. Why do you think I listen to ass shaking music? Because I can shake my ass.
He's like, shake my ass and I can rap. Can I have that?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I would go to the eye doctor for her because
Corey yelled at me through Jerry today because he was like, will you make this bitch go to the eye doctor? I'm actually genuinely concerned. She cannot fucking see.
Okay. I was hardly listening. And what I thought he said to me was, her eyes are adorable. I was like, oh, okay, that's cute. Why do I need to be a part of that? And then he goes, like, she can't see. She hasn't been to the eye doctor. Like, oh.
He's like, get this bitch to an eye doctor.
Yeah. She just keeps ordering new glasses with an old prescription.
I do. I'm like, Corey, I got new glasses. He's like, that's amazing. I'm like, I still can't see, though.
I literally know people who own multiple like optometry centers.
I should go there.
You should.
Because I'll tell you why later, why I won't go to my eye doctor.
I know why you won't.
Spoiler
go.
Alert. It's because I don't want to see someone that works.
And
I know who.
Okay.
If we could pick one store to go on a shopping spree at, where would we pick?
Oh. I'm saying this one for one reason.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you're different. You're different than mine. Mine is where we do go shopping spreeing at.
Okay, I wrote Marshalls.
I wrote Marshalls!
But I said only because Target is far away.
Yes.
If Target was closer, I think we'd go to Target. But because Marshalls is closer.
I don't know why I'm showing you and not the camera. I just keep like doing this. You can't see, bitches.
I feel like I don't know if I'm actually answering or showing them. I am so brain fogged.
Well, that's why we're doing this. Like, and if anybody has a complaint, shut the fuck up. Is what
play
I
along
say.
With us. See if you're gonna guess the right thing.
I
and
mean,
I bet you're not.
I mean,
you won't, but
I don't mean shut the fuck up. I mean, come play with us.
Come on us.
Nick Miller?
Yeah.
Is it my turn?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. If we could choose,
I feel like, are we doing a good job? Shit. I think so. I think we're getting good ones.
Me too.
We're not doing keeping
score. I was
going
to say, did we get any wrong?
A couple, probably.
I think the only,
well, the last one we definitely, you said go to the eye doctor. I said sink, but oh, but that was best. Who had the better answer?
Yes.
Both were great answers.
They both were great answers. I give us 10 points to each of us. Okay, match. If we could choose one of our friends to be a third roommate, whom would we choose? Corey! Corey!
Of course we would.
He'd make us coffee.
He's our first aid boy.
He is our first aid boy.
He gave us coffee.
Yeah.
He did, didn't he?
Yeah, he's brought me coffee a couple times.
He's a coffee bitch. I love know. That man.
I really do. Yeah. We already told you early on. There's a throuple.
It's happening. Best. If there were a drink named after us, what would it be called?
Okay. I don't fucking know.
No, I fucking spelled that wrong.
I don't think I spelled this right. Okay.
What's yours?
Liquor, I hardly know her.
Mine is the Lady HDs.
Oh, that's good. I just think it would be funny to be like, I'll have a, can I have a liquor, I hardly know her?
That's a good one. The lad is.
Can I have a Lady HD on the rocks?
That'd be so funny.
Can I have a Lady D?
Lady D on the rocks. Just want to make sure we were
good. Is it mine or yours? It's yours.
I think it's mine.
No, it's not. You just read the drink. I read the roommate.
Whoops.
Okay. Okay, me or you, who gets the middle seat?
Well, and I'm not happy about this.
Sierra gets the middle seat.
I would always do the middle
but
seat.
But that's
if I had
normally
to.
Because
Corey's on the other side.
Corey's on the other side. But
it was like in LA.
But I'm not a I will take the middle seat most times if I feel like it's an inconvenience
I'm a
to other people.
Seat bitch. I will tell you that.
She gets car sick. She likes to see.
Well, that and I'm just normally the smallest person in the car, yeah, like lengthwise. And
yeah, you're narrow.
It's annoying.
Yeah.
I have a really fucking short torso.
Just works a petite bitch all around. 360.
Yeah.
360
so
petite
people
bitch.
People are always like, there she goes in the middle seat. Middle seat bitch. And yep. I'm like, I hate that I'm fucking squatched in here. Anyways.
Yeah, we'd be squatching you in there.
I'm squatched. What's our favorite fast food restaurant? Fast food. Well, you read that really fast.
Well, I mean, I feel like this is the only thing. I know what yours separately is, but ours would be different.
So are yours?
Sheets.
Wendy's, fuck!
What?
What? I didn't think of Sheetz as a gas station.
Well, it's fast food, isn't it?
I forgot.
I was talking shit because someone was saying, like, it's not choosing between fast food or pizza. And I was like, pizza is
fast food. You fucking
you dumb.
Sheetz is it.
Yeah.
My favorite one is Taco Bell.
I know. That's why I said I know yours separately, but ours collectively. But, I mean, Sheetz is not across the whole
I just
world.
Forgot that that was a fast food place, to yeah. be honest.
Well, great. We got it wrong,
I love fast food. So don't drink.
Did you read that one? I think you did. What's our favorite internet video?
I know.
You do know?
Mm-hmm. And again, this goes way back. Did I want to write fucker right in the pussy? Yeah, I did. You're writing a lot more.
When you said back, I went back.
You went way back?
Yeah, but I thought what you were going to write was the grapefruit video.
Oh!
just to be jokey.
I did it.
Okay.
What did you write?
Charlie the Unicorn?
Carl! That kills people. different.
But it's same but it's time. The same.
Yeah.
It's the same guy.
Is it? Yes, it is.
It's the same.
Yes, it is.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. We were close. Carl, that kills people.
That's the llamas.
Yes.
Yeah.
I like
I do like that
one. I actually never really watched the Charlie the Unicorn too much.
Really?
Because I thought the llama one was way funnier.
Well, they both, yeah, they both were. Charlie the Unicorn was like a little bit like, ooh.
It was,
but yeah.
There was that and there's salad fingers.
I didn't like salad fingers. Like, I didn't like salad fingers.
What's
I had a student
to the
one time. I don't know. I've probably told this story. I had a student one time, okay?
No!
Is it sexual?
It was, where was our first kiss?
Probably grandma's house. I had a class.
Okay.
And there were three students in the class, okay? Mm. I got my roster, three students in this class. And I was like, what the fuck am I going to do with three students? First week of school, two of them got switched to different classes. I had one student.
God, you're tutoring at that boy. This is a private lesson.
This student was talking about creepypastas.
Oh no.
Was I gave him like something to fill out to be like, okay, get to know you. What's your favorite this? What's your favorite that? Blah blah blah. And he was like, blood, death, blah blah blah. And I was like, I'm genuinely afraid.
That's so scary.
I think this kid needs socialization, and the fact that I'm alone in a room with him and can't offer that to him, I feel like is not good.
No.
And then guess what? He got expelled. Because he had a list.
Oh!
Yeah.
Jerry, you never told me that.
I know. I'm still afraid.
That's really scary.
I know. I know.
Well, at least you just said it over a podcast, which hundreds of thousands of people listen to.
I know.
To,
that's true. So. I think it's fine by now. Statute of limitations. Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Is that what the word is?
Yes.
Okay.
I don't think that.
Is it?
Yes.
Okay.
But I don't think that applies here because he's still going to be pissy, baby. I don't know. I'm not going to call you pissy. I didn't mean that.
Don't call it piss pants.
This is going to be difficult because I feel like we're going to fight over this one. But it's which one of us has the highest pain tolerance?
Oh. Oh. Why would we fight over this?
I don't know. Who is it?
You think you have a higher pain tolerance than me?
I have a really high pain tolerance.
So do I.
I know. We both had kids without epidurals.
True.
We're hard-ass bitches.
That's true.
I feel like we could do so. I've broken bones. I'm like, I'm good on pain medicine.
I've never broken a bone.
Mm. So and I didn't stronger. Have pain medicine on it.
You don't put it on the bone. You have to ingest it. So that's probably where you went wrong.
Yeah, because I was a child. I was like, please, no narcotics. Yeah.
I don't know. You heard what came out of my ass.
Well, I have Crohn's, bitch.
I know.
That has come out plus
I
blood.
Know. You know why? You know what it is? It's because I've seen you like stub your toe and then like crumble.
Well, okay, that's more. That's more because of the day I'm having. Yeah. I'm not gonna lie. Emotionally, I don't do well, and that's what Corey said. Corey goes, Sierra, I think you're gonna be a bitch. Whatever you
like a little bitch, not like a bad bitch.
Oh yeah. When you have Sawyer,
not
and then
an
you watched
bitch.
Me. Actually, here's the deal. If I have people around while I'm in pain who I don't want to show that I'm in pain,
yes.
All of a sudden, the pain goes out the window.
I literally want us to just like, all right, take turns pain off. Hitting each other with our cars to see who survives.
You could have, hey, I went to eight centimeters with Sawyer with no pain meds. And
same.
But I was making no noise. I was reading a book.
Same. I was going, ooh.
I didn't even do that.
My contractions were 5 minutes long with 30 seconds in between. What
I know,
were yours?
That's incredible. Probably. Okay. I mean, it was something. But Susan was like, you're not making any noise. And I'm like, I think I'm fine.
Yes.
I'm chilling. It wasn't until she was like crowding that I was like, hey, I think we should get something.
Hey, ow.
Hey, I can feel her in my ass. I feel like she's not supposed to be there.
Yeah.
That's why I said we would fight.
That is why we would fight. I'm like, we have to go.
Because you're competitive.
Fist fight. I am competitive. And I think the reason is because.
You know what happened?
I'm strong.
I got beat the fuck up. You are. But I got beat the fuck up a lot by strong people.
And I beat people up. So
that doesn't help your pain tolerance. That just means you're strong.
Oh, yeah. Well, it didn't hurt when I did it.
Because you were getting hit back.
Well, then how am I supposed to know how high my pain tolerance is?
That's what I'm saying.
You got to hit me.
Hey, I was abused. That's true. That's how I know.
That's true. People just hit stuff around me.
Do I think you could beat the shit out of me? Yeah.
Okay.
But I would.
Thank you.
I wouldn't cry. That's what I know.
I won't give you the satisfaction of me crying.
Not ever.
That's what I know. Wow. Okay.
Leave
it in the comments below. Who do you think has higher pain tolerance?
Corey goes, you remind me of the type of the bitch that would like get rocked in the face, right? Just punch and then
just like spit blood out.
And then just like no teeth, looking back and smiling.
Okay.
It's real weird.
In that situation, I think you would.
I'm like psychotic about that.
And I think it's because I've never had my shit rocked.
Yeah, I get my shit rocked regularly. Not my core, but just the world.
Yeah, just in general.
Yeah, I've broken several bones.
Yeah.
I've had like chronic illnesses.
Mine is like emotional. I have a high emotional pain tolerance.
You do. I have to numb that with alcohol. And I don't recommend.
No.
So don't take that as you do it.
Yeah, don't.
Be stronger than me. You pussies. Oh.
Who curses more, me or you?
And I know this because I accidentally did it in front of your kids.
Sierra.
Twice. Yeah, in a row.
Yeah, he did. Sierra. And I only put you, because I cuss a lot. Put you because of the music you listen to. There's a lot more cuss words.
And I fucking love it.
in rap songs than there is in my sad, sad songs.
I didn't know that I was over Jerry's car speaker until I started hearing her sweet, sweet baby talking in the background. And I'm like, what the fuck? I said, that was fucking crazy. And then immediately I was like, look at this fucking bitch.
Yeah. Ollie goes, what's fucking crazy? And I was like, bah.
Oh, no. I heard him say that and I was like, ooh, am I on speakerphone? Because whoopsie. I go, you know what's crazy? Banana sandwiches with peanut butter.
We started doing a whole banana sandwich bit.
Because if you turn a child around on a bit of stuff that they understand, they're going to forget all about the fuck that happened.
Yeah, if I'm going to abandon the fuck back there and follow you on this peanut butter journey. Where are we going? I'll follow the trail of bananas.
Because he was like, I don't think I've ever had that. I was like, you should try a peanut butter sandwich with bananas. They're delicious. Mm-hmm. Without money as a concern, where would we go for our perfect month-long dream vacation?
Ooh. Okay. Wait.
Time out.
Oh, yeah.
Let's check and see if we have any sponsors.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy, so go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
Why are you writing so much? What the fuck?
Okay. I said
a seaside cabin where we could write our book. I said Washington. I feel like that would be very seaside cabin-y.
I think that's points.
We would. Oh my god. Oh, I would fucking love to go on a writing retreat with you. Mm-hmm. I think we would thrive.
I agree.
This is making me feel romantic. I see how it works. Not sponsored, but honestly.
I feel like we really hit like a stride with our creative, what's that?
Flow?
What's that called? Our
enmeshment?
I don't know. Like we found a way to, our creative communication maybe. Okay. I think that's what I was looking for.
Yes.
And I feel really confident about creating something together, because creating something to get like with another person is not easy.
No.
Especially when like it's not a group project.
Right.
It's like we are like, I don't know how to explain it. And so I feel like we've gotten to a point with the show.
Yeah.
Where I feel like we could continue doing that with other things.
It's a good groove.
Yes.
We seem on the same page.
Yes. Which is important when you're writing a book.
We have to be on all the same pages.
That is 100% a fact.
Hey, check my hair out. Is it falling out?
Yeah, but not in a way that I'd be concerned about.
Cool.
If we had to get a drink to share at Starbucks, what would it be? I don't want what you drink.
Well,
okay. Did I spell that right?
I have two.
You have two?
Yeah, because I know it's one of these. What's yours?
A medicine ball?
I said medicine ball or chai tea latte, okay. Because I would get either of those.
Yes,
with you.
Those are what those I get.
Yes.
Sierra's been like trying to cut back on caffeine.
Because all of my horoscopes keep telling me I'm going to die this year.
Yeah.
It's really concerning.
We would get tea, and it's a medicine ball is what we get.
I love them. And I know tea has caffeine still, but it's like they have that peach tranquility.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry
if I just coughed in everyone's ear. I like literally turned my head and then came back to clear my throat into the microphone.
Fuck it. All right.
This is fun for me. I don't know if you guys hate it, but I honestly don't care.
I thought you would have a good time.
I feel like I don't have to think. I don't want to have to think, and I also don't want to have to talk
too much.
Yeah.
I got it.
Okay.
That's because I know you, baby.
I know
everything about you.
I love you, girl.
I love you, bitch.
I never gonna stop loving you.
No, this is gonna be difficult.
Okay.
But only because we have so many.
Okay.
What should our catchphrase be?
Oh. What should our catchphrase be?
I mean, we have a clear one, kind of.
I guess.
But also.
A catchphrase? How many are you writing?
I'm writing a long one because I think it's funny.
I just wrote yow.
I wrote that on your comfy pants.
Oh my God. I'm so embarrassed by the comfy pants thing.
I like it.
We've grown.
Here's
the thing. I'm not embarrassed. I think that we were cute. How adorable.
Cute.
We were
trying to have like a thing.
We were. And I think that's.
You got your comfy pants on.
We wanted people to get comfortable. We wanted them to feel.
You know
feel...
what's so funny? Okay, so my friend who, shout out, Pixarella.
Yeah.
We text each other now. She's come to our show.
She was just sitting here just laughing to herself. And I was like, who the fuck is making you laugh like that?
I was like, Abby. So she's the stem streamer I watch all the time, but her and I were texting and she's coming to our show in Charlotte.
Yeah.
She was like, what's the vibe? What are we wearing? Like,
sweats.
You know how you do. Yeah. And I go, cause she goes, should I wear like something dressed up? Do I buy a merch? I think she's going to buy the, I don't know, dick about shit merch.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah. And I was like, I know a lot of people do wear merch, but honestly, I think the vibe the last time for the two shows we had was very comfy. T-shirts, yeah. Jeans, leggings,
I'm 99% like, sure I saw someone in pajama pants.
I fucking love it.
That's what
I want. Come as your comfiest self. I want you to feel however you feel the most
comfortable.
Good. Do that.
Get your comfy pants on.
That's what we want.
I wonder if we sat down and we were like, do you guys have your comfy pants on? If they would, it would be crickets or they would be like, yeah! I don't know.
Let us know in the comments below.
Because it feels like so long ago that I'm like, do you guys even know who those people are?
But then I know so many people are like, I've binged you in 3 months.
Or like I've re-listened or something. Yeah. I don't know.
How crazy do you feel it is that some people have binged like that? And so they know 3-4 years ago us versions in 3 months time have transitioned to this version.
Yeah, like they've 2 times speeded our lives.
That's crazy to me. I want to be like, you saw so many versions of us.
Yes.
And you liked all of them. Kudos.
Well, you tolerated them enough to get through.
That's incredible, honestly.
It is incredible. Yeah. I wonder, those of you who either did listen through that quickly or those of you who have maybe done it over a little bit more time, how would you describe like beginning of the show, us, and like us now.
That's
I'm
a good, very please leave that in the comments. Curious. I'm actually also so curious about that.
Because I know that I've grown and I know that I've changed, but I also feel like at my core, I'm very much the same. Mm-hmm. And so I just wonder if like,
is it fast as different as a listener?
As a someone who's consuming it, what is it? What's it like for you? I don't know.
It's crazy because I go back and I think, is it good for you? Because it's good for me. Mm-hmm. I go back and I listen and I'm like, Corey and I were just like boyfriend, girlfriend's like status. So now I'm like, that's my husband. Yeah. And I feel like 4 years out of a 6-year relationship, we were still quite new when the podcast started. So like, it's crazy to me to think that we've had so much time together now.
Yeah. Like two whole babies came into the world.
They really did. Mm-hmm. They really did.
Yep.
I think about that all the time because I remember you just sitting there.
Medicine.
No pain medicine. Do you guys remember? Hey, I did have
it. I tried.
Towards the end, I did. I did have pain medicine.
Yeah.
But I went until 8 centimeters and with Noah, I didn't.
I was on Pitocin.
Yeah, I was on Pitocin.
Fuck.
Yeah.
When did your water break?
My water didn't break until it was broken with a fucking crochet hook.
Same.
Yeah, that shit was
but
bad.
But I was only like 4 centimeters.
Oh, they broke mine at 9.5.
Aha,
they broke
so it did it longer.
But mine was broken at 4 with Noah.
Okay.
It broke on its own.
Mine did with Ollie as well.
Yeah.
And we're reunified all the things.
Birth off!
Yeah.
Hold on, wait. Look at my hair. Is it fucked up yet?
No, it's fine. It okay, just feels loose, but it looks
I
cute.
I do have to pee. Can we pause?
Yeah, we can pause.
Because the last couple times I've laughed, I'm like, there's stuff coming out.
All right. We're just going to go while that toilet is running.
Apologies. I went pee-pee.
Oh, God. Okay. Match. What would our go-to karaoke song to sing together be?
No. I got it.
I'm curious if this is what you'll put because I feel like it would be something different, but I can't think of what it would be.
Let me see.
It's all coming back to me now.
That's really good. I said Don't Go Chasing Waterfalls.
Okay.
Only because there's a rap part and you could sing and I would
see,
I would do Lisa Left Eye's part.
When I said
I seen a rainbow yesterday, but too many storms have come before. Okay.
That's what I was thinking. I was like, there's gotta be a song where they're singing and rapping, but I don't know. I was like, super bass, probably not that, but maybe like I was trying to figure out what a song that had rapping and singing in it would be.
Yeah.
And then I couldn't, so I was just like, I guess I'll just go with Celine Dion.
I could do Celine Dion. I feel like I could hit her low parts.
Yeah.
I could hit her low parts so good.
Hit her right in her low parts. Test out her pain tolerance.
Me and you, Celine. Pain off. Best. Which ingredient would we each be in a burrito? Okay, me versus you. So I'm gonna say Sierra's gonna be this. I already. Don't ask me why, but it just makes sense.
I feel that. Okay.
I wrote one for me.
I'm trying to write yours. I'm trying to write yours.
I lost my cap. Cap. Cap daddy. Like how much you have to think about me as a burrito.
I don't know what's in a burrito.
Oh, I eat burritos quite often, so.
Well, okay, list it off. Don't say it in any specific order.
I mean, you could put anything in your burrito. It's just about your burrito. Are we doing breakfast burritos?
No,
that's kind of what I did.
You did a breakfast burrito?
Maybe.
I don't think I spelled that right.
Okay, what did you pick? What are you? You're the why are we on the sausage?
See, here's the sausage. We both agree that you're the sausage.
And I am. I said you would be the cheese.
Well, I said
I feel like you're an integral part, but you're not the meat. But you are probably
you're the meat. Well, I feel like an integral part is the tortilla.
That's true. I kind of forgot about tortilla.
I just feel like I'm
kind of. I was
just
thinking about burrito innards.
I just feel like I'm kind of bland.
Oh.
And I'm also just like, I'm not in the mix of stuff mostly. I'm just kind of like on the outside.
No, I think you're in the mix. I think you are the mix.
I
and you're the cheese, maybe you're the cheddar.
You know what's so sad is, okay, The tortilla was me saying that, like, I don't ever feel like I'm in the middle of stuff. I feel like this on the outside.
Yeah.
But the sour cream is also, like, kind of unnecessary. Like, not everyone really likes it. And that's also how I feel.
No, I said cheese because I think you're one of the most important parts of a burrito. Arguably, some burritos have cheese on the inside, cheese on the outside, cheese on the inside.
Sometimes.
Ice cream.
I hurt people.
With dairy allergies. Especially yourself.
Oh, because I have a dairy allergy.
or just a fucked up bowel. But
yeah, That's true.
I don't know if you
Why
can
are you
cheese.
The sausage?
Well, I think just mostly dick stuff.
Because no one knows how you're made.
Because I come from a pig's asshole.
Amazing. Don't talk about your mother that way.
I was talking about my father.
Oh.
Yeah. I think mostly sausage because
tomato pig asshole. You know what I mean?
You know, I think sausage is funny, but it's also hardy.
I agree,
and it's also like necessary for your health because protein. But also, some people are like, I don't actually want it because I'm a vegetarian.
And sometimes you're a link, and sometimes you're a patty.
I couldn't be more patty right now in my life.
Me or you? Which one of us is better at cooking?
Confident in this one.
Sierra. I would say I'm a better baker.
I would agree. I would never try to bake against you.
You're a better
great
cook.
Baker.
Thank you. And you're a really good cook.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. We have our thing.
I won't fight you on that one. You can have that.
Thank you. I don't like it because I wish that I had someone who cooked for me often. Corey's getting better. He's learning with me. We cook together. Which I think is important.
Weird flex, but okay. Anyway.
So.
I'm cooking a lot, so I'm going to learn.
Hey, you were making sausage and cheese stuff the other day, and it felt very me and you. Symbiotic.
It's true. Symbolic.
So symbiotic. Because they go together. They complement each other.
Oh.
Yeah.
I think of symbiotic as like the little fish eating stuff off the big whales. Like the whales need to be cleaned and the fish need to eat.
You know what I'm realizing right now is I don't think I know what symbiotic is.
I think it's mutually beneficial.
Sausage and cheese
are mutually beneficial. They both make the other better.
And equally harmful.
Probably to your body. Okay. Great. We'll never know what that card said.
This couch is never moving. I almost dove for it. Then I was like,
it's gone.
As we get older.
As we go on, we remember.
This is the musical episode.
All the times we had together.
As we get older, what random things should we start collecting?
Why did I want
to? Wait, tell me. No, tell me what you were going to say.
Bones.
Because I wrote souls.
I was like, why do I want to write bones right now?
Oh. I'm being real weird. I'm in my Grim Reaper era.
Yes, I'm in my Reaper era. Oh, God.
All right, what are we going to start collecting? You know what I know? You didn't even write something down.
I thought we just agreed that that was the same thing, that we were just going to kill people.
Okay, I like it.
Okay. Match. What's our favorite curse word? Fuck.
And it will always be fuck. And it always has been fuck.
Because it's
someone wrote one time.
Fucks every fucker. Fucking.
Me.
fucking fuckers.
There was somebody who was like, ladies, love the podcast. Could use less of the F word. And I was like, hey, Shirley.
Go I don't even yourself. Say farm that often.
Hey, Shirley, I say fresh less times than you would even imagine.
Hey, Shirley. Is it Shirley?
Yeah.
Can I call you Shirley? Fuck off.
Fuck. Hey, Shirley, fuck you.
Yeah.
Whose turn is it? Mine?
Yep.
Outside of talking, How else do we communicate? I don't know if this is the same thing. Wait. Facial expressions. I said sending TikToks.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. I was like, we text a lot, but I feel like I can't say that. And yeah. I can't say Marco Polo because, like, that's also talking.
Yeah.
But I feel like we do a lot of
facial expressions. I can tell. I thought that I was crazy for some stuff. And then I've realized recently, because we've talked about it, that I wasn't crazy. And I was
in LA?
I would
just say it.
Well, there was just things I was picking up on that I think no one else picked up on.
She knew, like, that I was sad. And
I voiced it, like, hey, maybe we should go check on her. And everyone else there made me feel like
no, she's just tired. Meanwhile, I'm crying in the elevator on the way up to the room.
Are you sure? And they were like, let her be. She's tired. And I was like,
I'll see.
Feels like I feel like I know more about the situation. Yeah. But whatever you say. Yeah.
And months later. I can confirm.
I was crying.
You were correct.
I was sad. Yeah. Would you have wanted me there?
I wouldn't have. It's complicated. Okay. I don't know.
Okay. I don't know. That's fair. At least you would have known, though, that somebody was going to come after you.
Oopsies. Is it me or you?
I think it's you.
Okay. Match. What's the latest we've ever stayed up and what were we doing?
Okay. I feel like I know this one.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Again, you got to think of lore, baby. You got to think of the lore. Oh, maybe you weren't here for that. But I'm going to write it anyways. As I'm almost positive you were.
I know I'm not writing the same thing as you.
Oh, wait.
I wrote driving to the beach?
That's very close. We were up all night a couple times, but I wrote all night sleepover at Brianne's house. When we were children, there was our parents' moms had a, what the fuck was
Pampered
that? Pampered Chef party.
Yes.
And we all hung out and we all stayed up all night watching like movies together. And I remember one point you
were
probably
in the living
out.
Room?
Yeah.
I guarantee you was out. Yeah.
I know that I stayed
I've
up
never,
with the
ever
crew.
Stayed. The only time I've ever stayed up all night is because I took half of a Vyvanse that was not prescribed to me, and I physically couldn't sleep.
I've stayed up so many times. I can stay up all night with the best of them.
No, I cannot. I can get up at 4:30.
Yeah,
but
no, I can't.
This whole past week, I've been waking up between 5:30 and 6:30.
I know
just
we
naturally.
Text each other so early in the morning, and I'm like, "What is this about?
Who are we?"
Yeah, because I texted you, I think last night at like 4:45 or something like that. I'm like, I'm up too early. I went back to sleep.
You want to go to Bob Evans about it or what?
He's trying to get a farmer's fresh pancake platter or what? If we threw a themed party, what would the theme be? Lisa Frank. I think if there's a way that you can block your answer out from the video.
I mean, Lisa Frank.
It was
Lisa Frank.
That was good. You never know. But maybe you'll find out someday.
Yeah, you probably will. All right. Match, what's the worst date we've ever been on?
Probably that last one right before we came here. Was it?
No, I know which one it is.
Oh, wait, you're writing so much more than me. I feel like we don't have the same answer. Again, sorry, everybody. We might not show you these ones, but I'm going to show you this one. Oh my God, you're writing so much more than me.
Club Zoo when Todd lost his tooth from Derek.
Oh, I wrote this.
Oh, yeah. Also bad. God, we can't show you guys any of these. I'm so sorry. I'm so fucking
Someday.
Sorry.
Someday.
Someday somebody's going to write it in a book and then you can read it.
Yeah, that's the truth. Okay. God damn, Todd's birth. That wasn't Todd's birthday. It was just Todd's tooth.
It was Todd's tooth that went. It went gone. God, what are we gonna do?
I don't know.
Rest in power, King.
Rest in power, that tooth. What couple's Halloween costume would we rock?
Okay. Okay.
We feel like be people complete, have... but. I was going to say Sarah Sanderson Sisters, and you said Powerpuff Girls.
Is it Powder Puff or Power Puff?
Power Puff, I think.
Why did I think Powder Puff? Is that because of football?
It's got to be.
Okay. Is it called Powder Puff Football? Or is it called Powder Football? Ladies Football?
Or is that with the one where they're in the lingerie?
No, that's Lingerie League.
That's sexist.
It is sexist.
Well, I do like to watch it.
Hey, I hate it so much. I'm going to watch it just to make sure how much I hate it.
Hey, I'm like, I don't appreciate this. Let me make sure it nothing is against rules.
Yeah.
I feel like we have to go until we hear our thing. Are we not going to hear
it? I don't know. I don't think we'll hear it because I think it's muted.
The fuck? Where'd you go? To England?
Muted?
Did you get British about it?
Kind of.
I don't know. I think it's muted.
Oh, hey. Speaking of, who would make a better detective? I'll tell you who. I'll tell you who.
Jerry, she's very good at that. I'll tell you what, I give up pretty easy. But if it's something I'm passionate about, I'll go for it. But you're really persistent. You don't sleep.
Nope.
You won't sleep.
I won't sleep because, hey, time is of the essence. And that's what I know.
Yeah.
And that's what I know.
Yeah.
And I guess that's where we leave it, guys, because I gotta go solve crime. This when a crime breaks out, all the giggles shout. She's a good looking guy. Oh, well.
When there's a crime out there, she's gonna comb her hair because she's a good looking gal.
You guys don't know what that is? Grow up. All right. So, hey, thanks for getting this game. I needed it.
I thought so.
I appreciate you.
I know you so well.
Anyway, hey guys, go help us out. just help. Hey, help.
Help.
Go to patreon.com/ladiesandtangents to hang out with us there if you want.
Oh, we're going to be doing more stuff. We're going to have lives on there soon, more often, and we might have some other fun surprises happening on Patreon soon.
And then you can go to our website. We're actually getting some new merch pretty soon.
Yeah.
We're very, very excited about. So be on the lookout for that.
If you do want the merch that we have now, I would say now is the time to get it.
Yes.
So
or if you're like, you were on the fence.
We got new stuff coming.
The designs are going to go. And so if you're like not sold on anything, I guess hold out and wait for those ones. They're really cool. And I'm excited.
Are. They're really fucking cool.
And also, you can look and see if there's a show near you. I can say that if there isn't one near you, that maybe there could be soon. Anyway, we love you guys so much. Thanks for hanging out.
Yes.
We'll see you next week.
All right.
We're out.
Goodbye.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy, so go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.